When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212. And welcome, everybody, to the Speaking Podcast. Jessica, you just recoiled. Was I too loud?
No.
I felt like I maybe hit too hard.
That was good. I liked it.
I'm Jay Black. I'm joined here by my co-host, Jessica Gibson. Bill is in absentia for the moment. He said he's on his way.
He's so time traveling on his way.
Yeah, hopefully he'll come soon. But today we have a special guest, and he's on the line, so we just wanted to get started with the podcast, and Bill can come in later. We have author, celebrity author, Jeff Ryan. Welcome to the podcast.
Ooh,
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing swell, man. I think it's been a year since you were on the podcast last. The last time you were on was last year, right?
Like August.
In August of last year, and you were promoting A Mouse Divided.
Yes, and actually, I just got a box of the paperback of Mouse Divided with the new afterword, and now my plug is done. Resume with the regular podcast.
No, this whole thing's a plug, man. Tell us about it. When does the, is it already out now, or is this like an advanced copy for you?
No, it's available now. There's a new afterword. So I wrote even more about Walt Disney and a guy no one's heard of named Bob Iwerks and how they co-created Mickey Mouse together. And you only know one of them because Walt Disney erased Bob Iwerks from the Disney canon.
Yeah, but you know, when your name is Oob Iwerks, I feel like it's probably pretty easy to erase you from anybody's canon.
Yeah, it didn't really sound like a name.
Yeah, well, yeah, it sounds like if you said Oob Iwerks, who is that? It's like, oh, that was a ghost that haunted the studio. People would be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, or a Star Wars alien from the cantina scene.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, where can people find that? Let's get that out of the way right now. You just go to Amazon and search Jeff Ryan, Mouse Divided.
Yep, it'll be there under hardcover, paperback, Audible, ebook, all of the usual suspects.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Jeff also wrote a book called Super Mario, and I'm so proud of Jeff, and also sad about myself every time I go to Audible, because Audible keeps recommending Jeff's book to me.
Uh-huh.
Because now, Jeff, I haven't downloaded it because you gave it to me in galleys. Because you're right. Was it in galleys? You gave me like an advanced copy of it.
So have you read it?
Oh, yeah. It's spectacular.
I thought that's where this was going.
No. I feel bad about myself because like my Audible knows what a geek I am. So usually I come on my Audible's like, you know, you want this.
Yeah.
But Jeff, that book is like tremendously popular. It's got like 3,000 reviews on Audible, right?
It's approaching that. I'm actually doing something on Twitter now where every time a new review comes up, because we're in like the 1980s of reviews, I add a different bit of trivia about what was going on in Nintendo that particular year.
Wow. That's so wait, what?
Yeah,
what,
can we do one now?
Yeah, give us one bit of trivia. What was the last one you did on Twitter?
Sorry to put you on the spot.
We're up to 1993, and there was a popular game. This is going to really date Jay, but not Jessica, called The Seventh Guest. Do you remember The Seventh Guest?
The Seventh Guest was, not only do I remember The Seventh Guest, was it like the 7-CD version of The Seventh Guest? I remember its sequel, The 11th Hour.
Wow. Okay. Yep. You just outgeek yourself.
Yeah, nicely done, Jay.
Wow.
Jessica was like, so I'm too young to even know what you're talking about.
I'm just
but
like calculating my brain, like, what were you doing with your life at that point?
Not girls, Jessica. No girls were around us. Don't worry about that. So, okay, the seventh guest.
So Nintendo bought the rights to this game simply so that no other video game company could put it out.
Really?
They spent $1 million just to sit on it.
And why? Because they were like, they liked the title, or they didn't think that the game was like part of their brand? Like, what was the idea with that?
They knew Sega was coming out with a CD add-on, and Sega would be able to play this game. So Nintendo took it away from them.
Oh. Well, that is a pretty deep cut of trivia. That's why you got to download Jeff's book, Super Mario, and you got to leave a review so we can keep getting more trivia of that caliber.
I'll find something for 1994 if someone else reviews it.
Very nice. Now, that's part of the reason why we wanted to bring you on today is because, you know, early on when you first published the book, we had a conversation and you said, you wanted your niche to be character biographies of fictional characters. And you did that exactly with the first book. And the second book is kind of like that, because I'm pretty sure this Ebe Airworks guy is fictional. But you love the idea. It seemed at the time, and it seems like that's still your good focus, is on like where these characters came from, and what you need to know about them and the little trivia that goes with it. So we asked you on the YouTube channel if you would do that, mm-hmm. like in a short version, right? So we have a bunch of stuff that we're filming, and we're going to get it out there soon, where you're going to do character biographies for us. What are some of the character biographies you're looking to do for the YouTube channel?
The first one I'm going to be doing is Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff from The Avengers. And every week afterwards, or possibly 2 weeks, we haven't talked about how often they'll be dropping, but I'll be listing 10 different fascinating facts about these characters over the years. Now, the twist is that one of the 10 facts is going to be fake. It's going to be fiction. Mm. And that's why the channel is called Special Fictions Unit.
Oh, love it. See, this is the first time I'm hearing about this. Yeah. I should be more on top of it. Great idea, Jeff.
If you listen to the end, I'll tell you which one of the 10 is fictional. And as you're watching, you need to figure out, is that real? Is that one real? That one sounds real. That one's definitely fake. And then you get to the end and find out, oh, wow, the one I thought was real is fake, and the one I thought was fake is real.
That is awesome. I love that. And you got Natasha Romanoff. Can you give us like a little preview? Like, what's like an interesting fact about Natasha Romanoff?
I'll give you two facts. One is real and one is fiction.
I'm going to get this, Jessica.
I don't know who. I haven't seen this movie yet.
Well, you haven't seen
The
Avengers?
Can we pick one I know so we can like go against each other?
Jessica, it's literally the biggest movie in the world.
I know. It's like 3 hours long, too, right?
Yeah, I know. But that's like saying like, oh, no, I've never breathed oxygen. I don't know what that's all about.
I just appreciate my husband for not dragging me to this movie right now.
Oh, my God. I'm mad at him for not exposing you to something beautiful. By the way, the end of that movie, Jeff, no spoilers for anybody that hasn't seen it because they live in a shell, apparently.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Favorite part of that movie was On Your Left. When the guy said, the moment on your left, Jessica, I wept like a baby.
Aww.
When I heard On Your Left. Real fast, before you get to that side story, I saw that while I was performing in San Francisco. Mm. And I walked into a movie theater.
Full.
And it was full. It's completely full. But it was full of Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping, because it was like the first week it was out, that there would be like yelling and shouting and stuff. And I don't know if it's a cultural thing. Like,
I
don't know.
In Jersey, they totally do that.
Yeah. And I was hoping for that. Like, that's what I was hoping for. So I don't know if it was like an Asian thing or a San Francisco thing. Like, I don't know if I'm being racist or culturally insensitive to San Francisco.
Where they were respectful of other people at the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was mad at that. I wanted them to be disrespectful and to shout out. But it was okay, because I was seated next to a super fat nerd. And he had like, beard, and he was all like,
he was like squishing onto your seat.
Yeah, squishing onto my seat. But every time something cool happened, he went, F yeah, like that to himself, like real quiet, like F yeah. And I was like, all right, this is all I'm going to get from this.
Working
and it was
with
lovely.
This. I'm working what I got.
Exactly.
Well, don't you know from doing stand-up comedy, like what the crowds are like in like San Francisco versus.
Well, I mean, but like I don't know. They still laugh at my jokes in San Francisco, I guess, because it's culturally acceptable to laugh at a comedy club.
Yeah.
But like, I wanted people to shout when he said On Your Left. I wanted the whole audience to go, yeah,
which like they totally do in Jersey.
Yes. Which would have been wonderful. All right, Jeff, let's hear.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
If no one was doing that at the movie theater, did you feel an onus upon yourself to be the guy to lead the audience in cheering?
Jeff, when have you ever known me to be a leader in any sense whatsoever? I'm the person that stands at the back of the line when everybody's jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge going, I don't know if this is a good idea, but I'm going to do it because I don't want to look weird. Jeff, what are
specific?
Yeah, give me your two Natasha Romanoff trivias, and I'm going to try to figure out which one's right.
Okay. First is that they gave her a very Russian lady first name and a Russian lady last name. Natasha comes from Natasha Fatale from Rocky and Bullwinkle, and Romanoff comes from the Romanoff, the Russian ruling family.
Right.
So that is fact number one.
The TV show that no one watched on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Fact number two, and Jessica, if you may be able to figure out which one is true and which one is not.
Okay.
Black Widow is the most popular spider-based superhero in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
Wait, so Jay is signaling over to go get Spadia, so sorry for a second. Should we wait until and see if Bill knows this?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Or is this obvious? Oh,
there's Bill Spadia.
Bill Casey, call me up this podcast.
Is this obvious?
Yeah. Bill Spadia, we are on the line with Jeff Ryan.
What's going on, Jeff? How are you? Sorry I'm late.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Wait.
This is actually very typical of a podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Got your headphones. Right. Yeah. You're good,
headphones. I'm ready to go.
Right. Wait, he's got his cans.
Wait, was it obvious? Should I have
It's so obvious.
Really?
The most popular spider-based character in the Marvel Universe?
Okay. Sorry.
Come on, Jessica.
We're talking about Spider-Man, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. I got it.
Yeah.
Well, then that was
all right,
easy.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on? All right, I feel like I'm now a part of this group.
Yeah. Bill just came barreling in, Jeff.
Jeff, this is what typically happens. I'm almost always late for my own show. So what's going on? How are we talking about Spider-Man? So, Jessica, this is definitely not a conversation you started.
Well, and I said, right? Can't we pick a character I know? We're actually not even talking about Spider-Man.
Really?
We're talking about Black Widow.
Who's Black Widow?
There we go.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you didn't see the Avengers movie yet?
Have you seen the Avengers?
It's Scarlett Johansson.
What are the Avengers? What? I don't watch that stuff.
So
I saw the first Iron Man, and I'm like, I'm kind of done with this.
I don't know. I like Pepper.
Who's Pepper? Oh, yeah, Pepper Potts. I got to tell you something.
Wait, you know Pepper Potts, but you don't know Black Widow?
Well, that's the Iron Man.
Wait. Who's Pepper Potts?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, she's
her superpower
the
is
the wife or the whatever.
Her superpower is non-scientific advice to women of a certain age.
See, Jeff, that made sense to me that Jessica would know the female lead and not the superhero. I get that.
So, Bill, by the way, is even further removed from the YouTube channel than I am. Jeff is talking about his YouTube show.
I am on YouTube.
Yes.
I do know YouTube, though.
So the YouTube show that Jeff is talking about is he has a show that he's doing where there are character biographies, 10 facts. One of them is false, and you have to guess which one is false. So he was just giving us.
Oh, so an did example. We do this about Black Widow?
Yeah, and I said, can't we pick someone I know?
Thank you. Like Spider-Man?
Jeff, do you have another one you could throw out at these two?
Another true / false?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, are we only doing Avenger characters, though? That's what I need to understand.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Jeff... Jeff has a repertoire.
Can't we do, Carmella Soprano or something?
There we go. See that?
That's
Sopranos, I know.
That's oddly specific. Were you watching the Sopranos on the way in?
Yeah.
Spatafor.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
Let's do one about Simba from The Lion King. Okay. You know Simba?
Right. I do know Simba.
I also know Simba.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Good start.
All right, here we go.
Right. Jay, do you know who Simba?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I did not have a girlfriend in high school either, and I saw that movie by myself.
Okay. Fact number one. When The Lion King premiered in the West End, the original young Simba was John Boyega, who is currently in the Star Wars movies as Finn.
This is the Broadway version of the show.
You got to choose from two.
Oh, wait. All right. Oh, I can choose.
Yeah. No, then the next
one. So I should have waited, is what you're saying. All right. Sorry. I wasn't here for the explanation of the rules. Go ahead, Jeff.
So fact number two is that there are four different people who voice Simba in the original Lion King.
Oh.
I know this one. I think I know this one.
I'm going with two.
I'm going to, as the false one?
As the true one.
Yeah, two is the true one.
Two is true.
Boyega was not in there. I don't see Boyega doing singing.
Jessica?
Correct. John Boyega was not a singer.
Right, so it's number two.
True.
It's true.
Number two is true. Right. Jeff, are we right?
You are right. You are correct.
Wait, yes.
You know what?
I had a little help. I'm just saying. Mike Casey's off in the side here.
Well, so. How's Mike Casey?
Right.
I just trusted him.
He put their shoulder. He put
Mike KC literally can't hear Jeff.
No, he cannot.
He doesn't have headphones.
Interesting point. Oh,
well, that's interesting.
That just got technical.
He literally can't. So he just was giving you a random number.
I heard it.
How did you hear it? Are you getting it on your fillings?
He could have just been saying peace. It could have just been peace.
Could have been just. It could have just been peace.
These liberals. Yeah. That's peace. This. Well, peace. That.
I think that Mike, knowing you were conservative, realized you wouldn't look too far into the numbers if it matched what you already believed.
So, you're just like, that's funny. That's at least a clever way of making fun of me.
This is, by the way, this is another reason why I am unwelcome on the NJ1015 airway from this point forward.
You are on the website.
I'm on the website. My picture's still on the website?
Well, the podcast is on.
Oh, the podcast, right. But like me as a host.
We are literally recording the podcast.
Well, I know, but like as a host, I have been purged, I think. Like somebody.
I don't know that.
Who's offended Stalin.
I don't think that's true. Don't you fill in?
No.
When's the last time you filled in?
Yeah, I don't know why this came up before. Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
This is now turned into a therapy session. Well, because
we're in July.
Yeah, because you were going away for 2 weeks.
Maybe I'm the trigger.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, can we talk about what I wanted to ask Bill about on the last episode?
Sure. All right, Jeff, hold
Did
on
I
one second.
The
we're gonna
last episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Killing weeds
I heard it was great,
with a flamethrower.
I did it.
Did you do it?
I did it. Let me tell you something. It's first of all talking about therapy.
Okay.
You should try it, Jay. There's nothing like.
Well, we were talking about Jay killing weeds.
Yeah.
How do you kill weeds?
With a lot of DEET.
I just I slather myself in chemicals and I just walk around.
Let me tell you something. Fire.
Yeah, fire is the way to do it.
Fire. So here's what happened.
Right.
I went on Amazon. And Jeff, feel free to chime in. This is not a true or false.
Wait, Jay, have you heard the story?
I've not heard the story, but I will say that whenever I find weed, I do set it on fire.
There you go.
It's funny because the thing is called a weed torch.
Weed torch, yeah.
And my son looked at me. He's
you can get that.
What are you buying, Dad?
You can buy that in New Hope.
No, right.
You can go to a head shop in New Hope and get a weed torch.
So anyway, I buy the weed torch.
Yes.
And it comes with a small canister of propane.
And I thought that this was like not a common thing, and it was all over Amazon. There's like 100 you can order from.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Here's the problem. That what they don't tell you is that the really powerful ones only hook up to the big 20-pound barbecue grill propane tanks.
Okay.
So they show them like with people wheeling them around, but I didn't know that. So I bought the little one, and it took me hours to do the driveway. I'm like, I need power.
It wasn't strong enough?
Wasn't strong enough. So I went and bought the big one with the orange hose, and I went and I don't have a propane grill.
Right.
So I had to go buy another.
You don't have a propane grill?
I connected it to natural gas.
Oh.
One of the great things in the world. Mike Casey has done that.
Right. I'm surprised you don't use like pure coal.
This transcends party lines.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Have you ever had coal pizza? Seriously. Coal-fired pizza. There's a couple places in Connecticut.
I only eat solar pizza, Bill, because I believe fully. I eat solar pizza or wind pizza.
No, coal pizza is really good.
You only eat your pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
I only go with Chuck E. Cheese pizza. That's right.
Three different nozzles. So you use the biggest setting and you turn the gas on. And it is so powerful. Now, I didn't realize how powerful. When I first did it, I had flip-flops on. That is an enormous mistake.
Yeah, no, it's just like that.
Don't do that.
There's two places you don't use flip-flops. One, when you're burning weeds. Two, at a urinal.
Oh, that's true.
You never want a flip-flop urinal.
I thought like guys don't wear flip-flops.
No. Like, do they? Maybe.
You weren't wearing flip-flops on your blueberry
thank
thing.
Thank you. Yeah. Another thing that transcends ideology flip-flops. And party lines.
Dirty flip-flops. Feet. Dirty
I
feet.
I wear flip-flops.
Yeah. Right?
I've got pretty good feet.
Well, as a Trump fan, it seems like you're used to flip-flops. Yes. See what I did there?
I don't know if that really,
yes.
I don't think that fits.
But you're like the guy in the movie theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just like the guy in the movie. You missed that, Bill, but yes.
Is that Anyway, so the torch is amazing. A, therapeutic. B, effective as hell.
So not dangerous and very helpful.
Slightly dangerous. Here's what you
learned. Is it more helpful?
Are you asking, is Chase going to try this?
No. So I brought it up and was told it was crazy and I burned the house down.
No.
But I have all these little cracks in the patio.
You want to do it.
And they're covered in bricks. And I'm like, God, my life would be so much easier if I could just like
That makes sense. Oh. You do it in where there's concrete.
Yes.
You don't just go out and like do it in your backyard.
Right. It's like between a bunch of little bricks.
So I have a brick walkway.
Mm-hmm.
exactly that issue. And you get down there and you're trying to pull the weeds out. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And then the chemicals, it honestly, the problem with the chemicals is it kills them.
That's terrible.
But then you still got to dig it out. Well, even that, I don't, I love chemicals.
Can you?
The problem is it's bad for the grass. Two, you can't let the dog near it. And three, it kills the weed. It doesn't disintegrate it. Let me tell you what fire does. Disintegrates.
Can't you do both?
All the way down to the...
Yeah, like scorches the ground.
Well,
yeah.
I'm cheap.
So nothing's growing back.
Thing, you know, about, cheap propane, cheaper than chemicals.
How about this? Napalm. Combination chemical and fire.
So let me tell you. Here's the thing. Couple things you got to learn.
Okay.
One, you want the more powerful one, but you want to wheel it around. Because I spent the whole afternoon carrying the stupid 20-pound thing around.
Right.
And that gets heavy after a while.
Okay.
Anyway, that's
so you need
one.
Like a dolly.
You need a dolly.
Okay.
Or you need a long hose so you can just plant it and then walk around. If you're doing it on rocks, I have a rock bed.
Mm-hmm.
The flames shoot through the rocks. Like they're, the rocks are not, there's air between the rocks. It's not cement. They're just rocks. So the flames
come out. So weeds grow through the rocks.
Yes, but the flames come through like a 3 or 4 feet area.
Wow.
It's shocking to watch this thing. That's how I burn my feet.
Oh my God.
Right. So I'm like, that hurt. So anyway, learn. What was the other thing? Oh, yes. Low-hanging brush will catch fire.
Okay.
So I learned the hard way you need a bucket of water.
Oh, right.
I burned part of our tree in the front of the house.
This is like reminding me when people try to make turkeys around Thanksgiving.
With the deep fryer.
And they burn their house down.
I've done that.
Is this as dangerous?
I'm telling you, it's not dangerous at all. Just and the little one, not at all.
Just got to jump in here. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. I just could feel Jeff on the line going, I don't know what's happening.
Jeff, thank you for your patience. I have a problem, Jeff. I just start talking and I don't stop, and I'm fitting like an hour of talk into 5 minutes.
Right.
I am fascinated by hearing about how to blowtorch away weeds. Yeah. I'm curious, if you had a mouse in your basement, would you go with C4 or would you go with a claymore?
It's a valid question. I go full-on poison.
Full on poison.
Yeah. But see, we changed that. I now have the traps.
Oh, yeah.
No. The little black traps are like plastic. The poison's inside the trap.
Right.
Mice don't come out.
I just play the cure till they kill themselves, Phil. I just depress the hell out of them. Jeff, real fast, because I don't want to keep you too long. The YouTube show, what's the name of it again?
Special Fictions Unit.
Special Fictions Unit, starting very, very soon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and to find it, go to jayblack.tv, jayblack.tv, jayblack.tv. There's a link to the YouTube channel right there. You click on it, and you can get Jeff's show, the shows from Mike KC, my show, Vinny's show, so many different shows. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Jeff, thanks. We'll talk soon.
Jeff.
Jeff is great.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. I forgot. You know, I just started talking about, I don't know. Jessica asked me about weed killing.
No, no. I didn't think it would go so far off topic. Yeah.
It went kind of far.
Yeah. We strayed a bit, but I just wanted to get Jeff's in there. You know,
I can't believe I missed the Mike KC episode, which was the first time you actually told people where to find you on this worldwide web.
jayblack.tv.
You seem very unfamiliar.
J-A-Y-B-L-C-K .tv.
jayblack.tv.
If you go there, there's a link to the YouTube channel. And
I may even tweet said link out.
And you can subscribe, comment, and share with your friends.
Absolutely.
Nicely done, jayblack.tv. Yeah,
listen, that's how dedicated I am.
When is this dropping? When are we right now?
So,
when are we?
Well, we have Mike Casey.
I think I had a great vacation. I'm back now.
You will
be. Back?
How
Mike Casey show.
Awesome.
The Mike Casey episode dropped 4.5 weeks ago.
Whew.
And then we had a speaking wedding.
And he's still here?
Yep. We had a speaking weddings. We had a movie and a dinner. We had the second part of our backstage.
Which speaking weddings did we have?
The one that will be recorded.
What dropped the Wednesday before I went on vacation when you were on the air with me?
Mike Casey.
Hmm?
Oh, I see. That's happening tomorrow, 4 weeks ago.
Yes, 4 weeks
ago.
Got
it. Tomorrow, 4 weeks ago, that happened.
And we're going to talk
about... What about speaking weddings? Is this a Tommy Farrell episode?
I think we do have an extra episode.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to record Tommy Farrell.
Oh, do we have another speaking weddings?
Well, we are going to record it.
Oh, okay.
Because that one's not going to be on the air. That's just going to be a...
How was the reaction when you like saw him at work?
Huge.
Good?
Huge reaction. He got engaged.
Oh,
I'll let him
sorry
tell
the
full story on the wedding podcast. But
he got roped in, huh?
He had a whole thing. This story you are going to need to hear.
Okay.
You're going to need to hear.
I can't wait.
And there are only two things you're going to want to know. Mm-hmm. Number one, how did you propose? What led up to the proposal? Meaning, was there a conversation with, let's say, future father-in-law?
Gotcha.
That is, you. I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
I know the story.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a story that we could probably get three episodes out of.
Okay.
Really. Got to ask him. Mm-hmm. And then two, what involvement will you have? I actually use the term groomzilla.
Groomzilla? Oh, wow.
I said, will you be? Well, no, I don't know if he's going to be. I didn't ask him.
Groomzilla. He was the...
I got that from you.
A groomzilla, Jessica, I got that from you. A groomchilla.
Groomchilla.
Groomchilla, like he's chill.
Chill.
Nice.
Yeah. By the way,
I feel like I kind of ruined the party.
No, I thought every...
I blew it up a little.
Bill, I was surprised because I thought every proposal started with, what, you're pregnant? I guess we have to. That's how mine went.
All right, good. We have a time.
Then you know what, Bill? Turned out, not pregnant. She was just fooling.
Is that what you guys talk about on the dinner and a movie episodes?
Have you heard those? You probably haven't heard them.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Guess what I did, though?
I'll listen to the next one.
Guess what I did?
Went to Gennaro's for dinner.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for reading my mind. Yes, it's exactly what I did. Gennaro, not there.
Yeah, he's in Italy.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I could have told you. Me and Gennaro are tight.
When are you going back?
Sometime this month, whenever my wife gets back from vacation.
We should do a podcast dinner there.
Did you know she was on vacation without him?
Yeah.
What do you mean your wife's on vacation?
My wife and family are on vacation.
4 weeks ago?
Yeah, 4 weeks ago.
So she's back now.
Yeah, she's back now. Maybe not.
Where did she go?
Maybe she met a pirate. She's in love.
Wait, where is she?
She's in North Carolina. She's at the Outer Banks. And
family?
They didn't invite me.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So the entire family goes to the Outer Banks.
Yes.
They rented a house?
They have a big house down there.
Did you contribute to said house?
Money wise? Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, let's back up. So you've helped finance a vacation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whole family goes. Mm-hmm. Including veteran Mike?
Veteran Mike, yep. My father-in-law. That's part of the reason why I'm not going. No, I'm only joking. That's just a joke, everybody. So here's the way it works.
All the kids?
Yes.
But like Mike Kesey is here to hang out with you, so.
Yeah, and he's really like a brother.
So that's what this is about. Yeah.
So the way, Bill, I'll tell you, the thing is, you know I do Rowan every year.
You're like, be my friend, I'll put you on the podcast.
Exactly.
Is that pretty much what happens?
That's actually how all of my friends are podcast-based.
You did do Rowan.
So I do Rowan all through July.
Shows, right?
I do 10 shows at Rowan starting the last month of June, and it runs all through July. It is like my whole summer money-wise. It's a very important gig for me. So I can go on vacation, but I can only go on vacation in August. So I said that to my wife, just so you know, I can go on vacation in August. And she absorbed that and said, okay, we're going in July. And that was the end of it. So
I see.
So every family member she has is there except me.
So you're by yourself.
I'm by myself, me and the cat.
So Mike's here to make sure you're not drinking.
Oh yeah, no. Mike
that's got to be.
Part, Mike is the right? devil on your shoulder, man. Mike is on.
Is he worse than me?
I'm the last person you want to stop somebody from drinking.
Yeah, but he's
you think Casey's worse than I am.
No, yeah.
I mean, I'm friendly about it.
Yeah, least. Mike would never like. I don't think if I actually said to Mike, you know what? I think I'm going to fall off the wagon. I think he'd be like, Jay, no, don't do that. Whereas you, I think, would be like, oh, I'll get the good stuff. You know,
I'm like, just have one.
Yeah, just have one.
Just have one.
Yeah.
One's not going to kill you.
You know what? I wish they had brought that up at Alcoholics Anonymous. Somebody should get up and say, guys, you know, you can just do the one.
Yeah, I started the Just Have One Club.
I like that club.
Just have one.
Yeah, no.
But what do you think of that? I think just have two would be better. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I found out Jay has a new addiction and it's not eating now, which.
I'm fasting.
For some reason sounds unhealthy.
Yeah.
How much have you lost? Seriously, when we started doing the podcast.
I was 262.
Get out of here.
And I was 206 as of this morning. So.
Holy shit.
What is that? 56
really?
Pounds.
Lost 56 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Since October. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to just take a moment and absorb that.
Thank you. Yeah. No,
but you look in shape, though. You don't look like you've wasted away.
It's all this podcast therapy.
Yeah.
That's
the podcast therapy.
That's what it is.
So here's two things I found out. One, if you lift a lot of weights, you get a little high. So I do that. And two, I found out if you fast.
The endorphins.
And two, I found out if you fast, you get a little high. And I asked my therapist, I was like, is it okay for me to get high via natural methods? And he was like, yeah, I don't see a problem in it.
Really?
So this is my sneaky way of getting high, Bill.
No kidding.
Because if you fast for longer than
30... you could also have a couple of beers.
Yeah, or I could fast.
Okay.
And then I won't get in trouble. My wife won't divorce me. She won't stay in North Carolina.
She set down some rules on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think that...
But I think actually it may be your fault.
What? That
that she needed to
my alcoholism?
Somewhere.
Yeah. I think that was probably
pretty much saying it was your fault.
Yeah, the alcoholism and drug addiction. Yeah, that was like what like it wasn't like my wife sat me down and said, "Hey, could you get like super addicted to chemicals in your body?" And I was like, "Hey, that's a good thought." No, that was all on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, but I found out that the fasting, if you go longer than 36 hours, you become like super focused, like you just took Adderall.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever gone 36 without water too.
And no,
you got to drink water.
Him for letting us hang out with a guy who has not eaten in 24 hours.
Right? Yeah. How far are you? You're 24 hours?
24 hours in, but this is my third fast this week.
When did your wife leave?
Friday.
So he's just not cooking for himself.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. This is just.
Well, I don't eat. My wife does. Do you think my wife cooks? I mean, what world do you live in? No.
Not like McDonald's, Ken.
Yeah. No. Every food that I've ever eaten in my house has been frozen at some point. I don't.
Do you not cook? I feel like you could be a chef.
I would.
Don't you think that? Like, I feel like if you put a chef's jacket on
They went foraging for blueberries and he wouldn't eat any.
Yeah. No, I baked.
Fresh blueberries in the blueberry
capital.
Because
I was fasting at the time.
That's not why. Did you think they were dirty? Is that what it is?
A little bit dirty.
First of all.
I like food that is.
Picking a berry that's warm in the sun, there's no better taste.
Yeah, there is. Really? It's
tomatoes,
like,
too.
It's when
tomatoes too. Eat the small cherry tomatoes out of the garden.
Eat them like apples.
I eat them right out of the.
Yeah, no, I need the FDA to tell me it's okay. I just need some government flack to go like, yeah, that's all right. I signed off on that.
Wow.
But I'm not a chef, but I am a baker. I will bake the living shit out of any food you want me to bake. I'm a great baker. Yeah.
Did you bring some blueberries home to bake with them?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't bring Mike's dirty hippie blueberries home.
We have literally made dandelion sandwiches, frying up the dandelions that we pick outside. Right? Mike Casey knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's like the ghost in the machine on this.
You and Mike Casey podcast. Are finding a lot of middle ground.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Dandelions. Seriously. I didn't know this. My mother-in-law picks them. And I at first was grossed out.
Right. Yeah. How many times did you eat them before you knew what they were?
And that is exactly the point. See, when I'm not told. And then I eat. I'm like, wow.
Where is
this? What the hell is this? It's really good. It's like, well, that was picked out of the wherever, somewhere in the forest.
I'm just picturing, the meme.
And you fry them in oil.
You know the meme of the two hands like holding each other? I'm picturing communist, conservative, and they're both holding dandelions right in the middle.
I knew I was late and we got done the taping and I'm like, shit, I'm going to miss the first episode.
Right.
And then all I'm thinking is, Casey's going to commie this whole thing up. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
To be fair, Bill is just going with the GOP line of poor people should find food in the forest. The official party line. Right.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You guys, you're hungry. There are dandelions out there.
Go eat dandelions.
Made food stamps.
And mushrooms. I mean, you got to know which ones.
I'm going to tell you something. Mike and I drove up together and he was like freaking me out with some of his left wing crazy Chapo Trapo trap house ideas. I'm like, listen, I think that revolution is fine, but just a little bit. I believe in just a sprinkle. You don't want to overdo the revolution.
See,
just sprinkle
I
the revolution.
Take just some of the crunchy stuff. Like the foraging for food is good stuff.
You want some of the dirt in there.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to clean them. But like we're now growing lettuce outside.
I'm 100%.
I'm growing lettuce outside of my house.
It
is the best lettuce.
Are you growing it or is your wife growing
it? Jody may be in charge of all that. Thank you for that clarification.
My ideal
I'm
way.
I'm in charge of weed patrol. That's it. That's what I get to do.
I used to be in charge of weed. I'm not allowed to be anymore. But I'll tell you, my ideal way to consume life is Epcot Center. Like to me, that's ideal. You fly to like a theme park. Why would Gennaro go to Italy when he can go to Epcot? Right?
See,
it's the
I
same
feel
thing.
Like you're way more corporate than I ever.
I'm
really
way corporate. I love corporations.
I'm not corporate at all. I can't do Disney.
Bureaucracy.
I believe fully that corporations have our best interest at heart.
Well, I also believe that, but I guess it depends on the corporation.
Yeah, I just like the idea that Disney has vetted everything.
This podcast was about Jeff Ryan.
Jeff Ryan, yes,
so
the YouTube
thank
channel.
You, Jeff Ryan and your YouTube channel, and it devolved into a lot of other things.
JBlack.tv, JAYBLACK.TV, JBlack.TV.
All right, thank you, and my apologies for being late. So remember, we're on social media. Jessica is at Chasing Jess Nutt, and I am at Bill Spadia. Follow us. Mike Casey's where? You on Twitter?
No good for comedy, no good comedian commie.org.
And there you go.
The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.